Coming around the bend of the two-lane highway they rode, Michael behind him on the lowrider, Sarah driving the borrowed pickup truck, Annie with her, there was a Soviet motorized patrol. Rourke skidded the Harley to an arcing stop.
Shit.
The lead men on motorcycles slowed their bikes. The two of them raised their AKs.
Halt! Raise their hands!
Rourke raised his right hand, snatching at the python in the hip holster.
Hang on tight, son.
He double-actioned the Metalife 6-inch 357 twice, the Magnaported Colt rock steady in his right fist. The Russian took both slugs, falling backward across his motorcycle. The second Russian biker was sweeping the muzzle of his AKM to fire, but Rourke had him. Rourke passed the revolver back to Michael.
Here, hold this. Barrel's hot.
Rourke wrenched the Harley around.
Sarah, get out of here!
But the vehicle was already backing up, cutting a ragged, bumping, lurching arc in reverse. The pickup cut a sharp left down the highway, Rourke almost up even to it. He came level with the cab and looked at Sarah. He couldn't hear her over the engines and the Russians behind them, but he knew what she wanted. The Ford started into a skidding stop. Rourke slowed the Harley, stopping beside the truck cab. Sarah was leaning across the seat. The passenger side door bounced back on its hinges.
Michael, into the truck! Give me my gun! You and your sister, down on the floor!
Rourke half threw the boy from behind him on the bike saddle to Sarah's hands, reaching across Annie, crushing her, it seemed, against the seat back. But Annie was reaching for him, too.
Got him!
With his son clear, Rourke gunned the Harley again as he holstered the empty python. The Ford left a cloud of dust in its wake as it drove off. Rourke swung the CAR-15 forward on its sling. Both hands on it tensioned against the sling, the stock collapsed. He aimed at the Russian soldiers. Some were running on foot, Russian bikers behind them. He cut the bike into a tight left and reloaded. He ripped one of the twin stainless Detonix pistols from the leather under his left armpit, reaching around behind him, jacking the hammer back. It was useless. Upping the safety, he rammed the cocked and locked pistol into his belt, lowering his body over the Harley. The pickup was dead ahead. He was gaining on it. The Soviet bikes were behind him. He thought of his wife, his son, his daughter.
Damn!
Maybe heaven would hear him, he thought. The road angled sharply upward and into a curve, Sarah taking it fast. The Ford's rear end seemed to fishtail, the truck lurching, rising up and down on its shocks, then it vanished around the curve. Rourke took the curve in a wide arc, cutting into the oncoming lane, skidding off the far lane and into the loose dirt and gravel of the shoulder. He kept his feet out, balancing him, dragging as he fought to control the machine. His hands worked, the machine was pulling ahead. Gravel sprayed up around him, pelting at his exposed hands. Back on the road, he ducked low again over the Harley. Gunfire tore into the pines beyond the road shoulder. His lips drawn back tight, his neck, the tendons, something he could feel distending, he let out the Harley to catch the truck. He was out of the curb, still climbing, the blue Ford pickup about a city block's length ahead as he leaned into his machine. Rourke had the half-shot-out Detonix back in his right fist, coming down the safety, swinging left in the Harley's saddle, keeping low over the machine. The lead Soviet biker's machine skidded from under him, spilling the man onto the highway. The biker nearest behind him jumped his machine to clear his comrade. However, the machine was out of control, and the man and the machine separated in midair. A Soviet truck behind the biker skidded, losing control. Jamming the spent pistol into his hip pocket, Rourke leaned into his machine again. He glanced back once more. He had stalled the column. Ahead, Sarah's truck was slowing.
Why?
He could see his son with Sarah's M16. He held it through the open passenger window ahead of them. The truck was doing a high-speed reverse. Michael's head and the rifle were tucked back inside. The pickup lurched onto the shoulder on Rourke's side, and dirt sprayed up as the truck's rear wheels fought for traction as it turned around. The pickup then bisected the highway, crossed the oncoming lane, bounced up and over the far shoulder, then disappeared below the rim of the highway.
Why?
Rourke looked behind him. The Russians were coming again, bikers riding low-profiled against their machines, men in open-topped transport trucks with assault rifles. Where the Ford pickup had been, ahead, now Rourke could see what had made Sarah turn and leave the road. Brigands. Men and women in pickup trucks, men on motorcycles, some with women riding behind them, assault rifles, shotguns, all bristled from the backs of the trucks. Rourke arced the Harley right, then cut a sharp left as he slowed. He skidded, losing the bike going out from under him. Rourke put his left leg out, his left foot, all that kept the machine from crashing down, from skidding away. His arms ached as he wrestled the machine almost upright. He gunned the engine, shifting his weight right. Then Rourke lowered his body back over it as he cut across the road. There was gunfire from both sides of him now. Brigands shooting at him and at the Russians. Russians shooting at him and at the brigands. Headed for the road shoulder, Rourke tried to slow the bike. The ground dropped into a steep slope, pine tree stumps speckling it, rocks and boulders and high grass too. He jumped the Harley over a hummock. Rourke fought to control it. The Ford was ahead, slowly moving, rocking and bouncing. Rourke balanced out the machine, slowing his speed. His combat-booted feet dragged on both sides as he took the grade. He looked back once. There were brigands by the edge of the road, Russians too, but they were firing at each other.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.